You are listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast brought to you by Birmingham Live.
Hello, welcome to the Claret and Blue podcast, the Aston Villa News Facebook page, the Aston Villa News Twitter. We're streaming live everywhere this afternoon because Aston Villa have recorded a famous win over Manchester United, only the second in my lifetime, if my stats are correct, last time in 2009 with Gabriel Bonhall, so wearing white. I don't know if that's a thing, we need to wear white more often. Courtney Hawes, the man, the hero, who seals all 3 points of Villa after Bruno Fernandes' last minute ball flying over Old Trafford. I think it's about landed in Kidderminster, to be honest. Ash, you're live from the press box at Old Trafford. Big smiles on your face as well, and across Villa fans' faces all over the country this afternoon. What a result, mate.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to get this smile off my face, mate. But brilliant. Just incredible scenes after us. Dean Smith absolutely loved it as well. He's punching the air. Just the away fans serenaded him as well. I mean, a real brave showing. Villa were great value. Three good chances in that first half. They could have put United out of sight. I mean, I think Man United had about 28 shots in total, but this time Villa were brave at the back. The game plan was nailed. I mean, and the attacking intent. What a win. I'm just lost for words. He isn't really good in my job, is it, mate? But outstanding. Real team shift. There's a lot to like about this team now. They're coming on strong. They performed well for the last few weeks without getting the results, and they got a sweet one today. So, yeah, the only way is up now for me, what they've shown today. So, yeah, I can't stop smiling, mate. I don't know what the reaction is elsewhere. It's just incredible.
Loads of positive comments coming through already. We normally have a little kind of couple of minutes debrief before we start one of these. But I said, there's no point. Let's just start. Let's have our pure live reaction to the result. Game's finished, 20 minutes, half an hour ago, or whatever it is now. Up to seventh in the league. Like you just said then, Dean Smith got it spot on. Again, I already mentioned it on the post-Chelsea podcast that we did, but for the people that didn't watch that, I sat there and said, don't fancy Courtney Hawes against Man United. I don't fancy him a back three. And he's only going to score the bloody winner and made me look absolutely stupid, which, fair play, I'm all for looking stupid. I just didn't quite fancy it, but he's been great against Chelsea, great against today, won absolutely everything. Gave away the penalty, which we'll discuss in a second. But Hawes has made a real claim to be starting over Twanzabe now, because there's no way you drop him, is there? I don't think.
No way. I mean, he was incredible today. He pocketed Ronaldo. He really did. Ronaldo was very quiet today, very quiet, and he tried to play off Horse because Horse has been in all the aerial drills. I mean, that back three, there's not too many better. I mean, athletic, good in the air, strong, bodies on the line. That defence today, I think Manu could still be playing now. They wouldn't score. So, yeah, incredible effort at the back. But defence were unreal today. They had to be alert. I mean, they should be rattled off. He's a front four with Pogba, Ronaldo, Fernandes, Greenwood. Martin is untroubled at times. Comfortable display from him. So, yeah, defence, excellent. You can't ask for much more. Courtney Hawes, ultimate squad player. He comes in. He could have got Dan beating his heart, couldn't he? Mm-hmm. Keeps at it. He's always ready and willing whenever he's called upon. And I'm pleased for him today. He loved it in the scoring. Great header.
And he loved celebration, too.
Well. Great celebration, yeah. And Chuffrey, £3 million. What a snip that is. I mean, yeah, great player. Good scenes in the dressing room afterwards as well. Mm. All having photos and whatnot. And there's lots to like about this group, all of them.
A man says, Dan Rowan, it's an egg on your face. Horses been elite. Yeah, absolutely. Fully on board. Give me all the comments you want. I'm happy to be proven wrong. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know how, I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to go through this game kind of minute by minute, and we'll leave that for certainly be doing a more in-depth podcast in the week, because, you know, how can we not keep talking about this game? Someone's mentioned Target. How did he miss that chance? It's like, I forgot even that even happened, but we looked good throughout the whole game.
Like,
there was no point where I thought, you know, this isn't a smash and grab from Villa. A lot of maybe the mainstream pundits might look at that and go, oh, well, Man United are poor. No. Let's get that out of the way first of all. Villa played well today. Like, Villa have, you know, when we did our kind of, you know, how many points are we going to get in September, and people look at Chelsea, Everton, Man United, and Chelsea in the cup, and they think, oh, it's a difficult month for Villa. Like, we're lucky to get a point there. Yes, we lost to Chelsea, but played very well. Beat Everton convincingly at Villa Park once Leon Bailey came on. Good in the cup as well, and probably deserves to go through. And maybe, like we said, with that firepower on the bench, we might have got through that cup game as well. And to go to Old Trafford and play like we did today, on the front foot, every second ball we won, pressing them high. That's what we want to see. I don't want to be going to games hoping to get a point and playing defensive, because the best you'll do there is a point. You'll never, ever win. I'd rather go there, play on the front foot and get caught and lose, and know that there's always a chance that we'll win. And, you know, there's been talk of Dean Smith's job and stuff in recent weeks. I don't know why. I just don't understand it anymore. He's doing the job that we all want him to do. And I think, like you said at the start of the month, Ash, this will probably show where Villa are. And if that's what Villa are going to be this season, going to places like Man United and saying, we're not scared of you, we're going to come and play our game, that's what we want to see. I'm buzzing with that.
Exactly that. I mean, funny you mentioned Chelsea a few weeks ago in the Premier League. Smith told me afterwards that the seeds of belief were sown on that night. I mean, yeah, Villa got beat, but they proved to themselves and going toe-to-toe with anyone. Smith said in his pre-match, he said, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Man U, and they did. First half, three golden chances. I mean, they should have put at least two of them away. They went on the front foot, tried to get down the sides with Cash and Target, and the front two didn't get their rewards today, but they worked hard for the team. Midfield battled on, but yeah, defence was incredible. Click clean sheet, he's going to get results, and that was the way forward today. And yeah, I can't be more proud of mate. It was a real statement, like performance. And Tottenham next, bring them on. I think they can match anyone in this league.
Yeah, 100% agree. No Leon Bailey, no Traore off the bench for that. You know, Ben Diaz played half an hour. So a lot of these big money signings that we're making in the summer to try and improve the side, we're not even needing them at the moment, which is bizarre, really. Let's talk about the penalty then. It's just funny, isn't it?
I'm not going to
sit here and analyse it too, but it's just funny. I don't think it was a penalty personally from Courtney Hawes. The one replay that I've seen on social media, you know, he's gone to move towards the ball, but I feel like his arms have got to be out anyway. So, I mean, it doesn't matter that he's missed it now anyway. But my initial thought was, that's a harsh penalty. Classic Man United get one. First of the season, Mike Dean. Like, it was all written for him to equalise, and everyone goes, oh, bloody hell, well done, Man United. And Bruno Fernandes steps up. Oh, he's scored 95% of his penalties or whatever. And the bit of, I don't know whether you saw it, being much that way, you're at Emi Martinez and giving it to Ronaldo before he's taking it. I absolutely love stuff like that.
I've seen the clip afterwards, he's giving the United fans some beyond the goal as well.
Yes, a little dance after he's missed it. That's what Villa have missed for so long, and it's such a minor thing. And I know, like, you know, you want your footballers to be good at football, but that like little bit of bite and, you know, winding up and position and stuff. Yeah, we've not had that at Villa for a long time where, you know, you like the players. I love this bunch of people. People, you know, as people as well as them as being footballers,
exactly.
For him to be like stepping up and saying, "Ronaldo, you take this, mate. You take this before Fernandes is going to take up the penalty." It's just, I can't really say what I want without swearing, but just pure bit of nonsense, wasn't it? I just love stuff like that. I know that Matt would be all over stuff like that as well, and then the little dance afterwards. Yeah, that penalty. What were you thinking? And you know, as that couple of minutes unfolds up in the press box, sat there.
I just laughed, like, I literally laughed. It just had to happen, didn't it? Penalty there, first of the season. And yeah, not too many complaints to me. Of course, his arm was out a little bit, but just got to laugh. And he's gone by the wayside now, hasn't he? Missed it. And it's Villa's day today, thankfully. It's 12 years, a long 12 years, and we've finally done it today. So yeah, I couldn't fault him. It's what they deserved as well. I mean, Courtney Hall's performance, Conte next year, Mings as well. Dean picked out Mings as well. Back-to-back clean sheets now for Villa.
Yeah.
The bounce back in style.
Yeah, I've not even thought about that. All the talk a couple of weeks ago, Mings being a little bit shaky and the goals conceded against Chelsea, to come back and fight back with two clean sheets, one of them being at Old Trafford, that's a great point. Yeah, I've not even thought that.
So it goes to show, and even the front two aren't getting their rewards at the moment. So Watkins just pretty poor today. But the work rate, you can't ask for much more. Pressing from the front, forcing United into errors, which allows you to get up the pitch. So yeah, I think once the front two get firing, you're going to get goals, aren't you? So, we've got that to come.
There's all the, again, I don't want to be kind of too much in depth. I know you've got other work to do, and so have I at this end as well. The midfield was the big talking point before the season started, and we almost said at one stage, I think, that, you know, we're anticipating the midfield to be an issue here. And so far, I mean, I can't think of a game where we've been dominated in midfield yet this season. I know Watford was poor, but I kind of almost writing off a little bit. Ramsey looks perfectly fit to start games in the Premier League. He had that chance where he slipped over, and again, I was thinking, Christ, mate, it's typical Villa here. Golden chance, and the guy slips over and gets injured.
Yeah.
McGinn's been brilliant this season, far improved on last year, and Douglas Luiz has probably been the pick of the three out of all of them. He's been brilliant since coming back as well. So, you know, we're all anticipating, oh, we need this midfielder, we need this, we need that, we need this big DM. We don't need that, do we? And Smith was right, and the coaching staff and the recruitment team were right not to just throw away the money on somebody and go, no, let's trust who we've got, let's coach who we've got to become better.
Exactly.
As we said after Chelsea, Smith's got a proven track record that pretty much every player he brings through the club has improved or leaves to better things because they've improved them. Just brilliant all round. That midfield is not a problem at the moment. And I know we're almost getting ahead of ourselves. Now, Jacob Ramsey's going to start 30 games this season. I don't know whether that still is the case, but at the moment, that 3-5-2 with that midfield three seems to be the answer.
Yeah, nice blend. The building on their relationships as well. That midfield three, like you say, understand each other's game now. Douglas Lee's dropping deep. Ramsey McGinn pushing from the front. And yeah, I mean, nice blend to it. Even the youngster, Smith chucks on Cameron Archer for his Premier League debut today at 0-0.
A good signal of intent that I'm going for it, yeah.
Yeah, so options on the bench as well. Carney was on the bench as well. So it just goes to show there's a good, nice balance to this side now. Youngsters, some real quality. And you brought Brian Deere on from record signing with 15 to go. It's just the strength and depth there for all to see now. And Smith referenced that afterwards as well. And much more to choose from. The team's more fitter. It's more athletic than what it was last season. You're outworking the side. You got that little bit of quality. You're gonna do well, aren't you? So, yeah, Villa flying now, fully into the season. I thought it was lift off the other week, but this one's a big one today. Backyard of Man U, never win out. Got that monkey off the back, and they can kick on big star now. So, yeah, momentum's in Villa's favour.
Who was your man of the match, by the way? I think Courtney Hall's got it officially. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a horse in the end for nicking it. Just pick Douglas Luiz. Douglas Luiz, excellent today. The defence is unreal, mate. I can't stress that enough. Watching it, I didn't fancy United score at any moment. Blocking everything. I mean, it's great to watch. Bodies on the line, it's what you want to see. And yeah, I can't fuck with defence, to be fair. But yeah, horse got my star, man.
There's a comment here from Sean. He says, Dean Smith has beaten Arsenal, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool and now Man United. How many ex-Villa managers have achieved that?
I'll have a look.
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but we've only beaten Man United twice in about 50 games, so it can't be many managers that have achieved that. Obviously, O'Neill was there when we beat Man United last, so possibly he would have done it. But yeah, I mean, we've said this a few times before about Smith, hasn't we? He seems to keep breaking these records that have been around for a long time, and we keep chipping away at these things and improving season on season. This is why, like I said earlier, I don't know why the conversations about his job are even cross anyone's lips, because we're doing what we all expect to be doing, up to seventh now. And I know it's early days, but Villa are seemingly on the up again this season, we'd like to think, after a turbulent summer. So, like you said, bring on Spurs now.
Yeah, mixing with the big boys and really doing well, competing and outperforming them as well.
Yeah, we weren't lucky today. Like I said, that wasn't a smash and grab. Like, we had chances to have scored before we did. So
it's funny, anyhow, it's working out, beating the big dogs and then obviously dropping points home to Brentford, losing at Watford. It's just, it's crazy. So I think the only way is up, mate.
I don't know what the conversations they have in Bodymore Heath and what Smith's demeanour's like, but I don't know how you can't have a result like today and go, well, if you can do it against Man United, you can do it against anybody pretty much. There should be no fear. I don't sense fear among this side anyway. But to go here and play our game and win the game, I know it could all be a very different conversation if that penalty goes in. But to go and do that to Man United away, that should now set the precedent to say, well, why are we scared of Spurs away? Why are we scared of so-and-so? Like, you can beat anybody now. So, football's not as simple as that. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say, really. I feel like I'm just going around in circles at this point. But massive credit to all the players, the manager, tactically spot on. Players put in an absolute shift across the park. There's nobody I can fault. You mentioned that Watkins wasn't great. I still think he's kind of easing into his season a little bit after getting that injury and finding a partnership in a two up front after only playing up front on his own last year. So I cut him a bit of slack. But yeah, still players to add into that side, more results to go and get. And it's all looking rosy, isn't it, at the moment?
Sure is, mate, yeah. Players to come back as well. We have Bailey back in a couple of weeks. He's going to add a lot to this side, let me tell you, pace and goal threat. So lots to be happy about, Dan. Good start to the season. Won 3 from the 6. Yeah, hovering around them places they want to be hovering around, aren't they? So, get a bit of consistency now. And they've backed up a performance with the results today, which is perfect. That's what you want, don't you? You can play well and not get results. But they did both. So that's what you want. And bodes really well. They'll be buzzing going into Bodymore start of the week. Everyone will be flying. So,
They'll be wanting to play their next game on Friday night.
Exactly.
The evening game, rather than waiting until Sunday lunchtime, I think it is.
Exactly.
So, they'll want to get out there again and prove that today wasn't a fluke, essentially, and that we can go and beat anybody.
My
final point before I let you go, The three at the back's been a surprise. No one would have predicted Villa to play a three at the back at the start of the season. So yep. As much as this is all working at the moment, there's still that thought in the back of our mind that there's this flexibility that we can go, well, three at the back isn't quite working, but we know 4-3-3 does, so we can switch back again and try something different. I'd absolutely stick with 3-5-2 at the moment because it is working. But for once, it's brilliant that we can talk about Villa having options, players coming off the bench. You know, Traore was a danger man last year. He's not even... He's barely kicked a ball this season, so he can come in and change the game if needs be. Bailey the same, Buendia. So yeah, just unbelievable. I'm very excited for the rest of the season now. And I know I don't want to sound like I'm getting carried away after one result, but you know, an hour after it's just ended, I am getting carried away.
I think the system suits us, doesn't it? It suits players like Matty Cash, Matt Target. I think three at the back, like Konta, Mings, and either Axel or Courtney, three big units in there who love defending. That's what you want. Mings was excellent today. No nonsense again. Made all the right decisions. Whenever to go long or go short. Very good. But these people said afterwards, if he wants to go back to a flat back four, he will do. Horses for courses. He's got that flexibility now to flip the switch systems and keep the opposition guessing. So, I can't stress it. A lot to like about this group of players.
Yeah. Just to end, Sarah says, Mom's a United fan. Is an anti-Mix.
I laughed at that one. Very good start.
Rowan says, my best mate is also Manuel, also ignoring my WhatsApp. Yeah, send some loads of messages. We've had years of this kind of stick.
We've had years of it, mate.
Like I said, only the second Man United win in my lifetime, which is mental, isn't it, really?
You know,
we've not beaten Man United more than once in the last 12 years. But Ash, I'll let you go, because I know you've got loads of work to do. Get yourself back down to Birmingham. Have a beer on the way back if you fancy. Villa fans, thank you very much for tuning in live to this Facebook, Twitter, YouTube stream, wherever it's gone, and getting your comments involved. We'll do a more in-depth podcast in the week, analysing the game in further detail when we've kind of calmed down a little bit. So thank you very much for watching this post-match reflection. Ash, thanks for your time as ever, and we'll catch you again later in the week. Thank you for listening to Claret and Blue, an Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your feedback. We'll be back soon with another episode, but until then, up the Villa.